Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the Wheel of Misfortune.
Yes, it is. There it is. The dulcet tones of Al's brother. We love it.
Who are the other people going, Wheel of Misfortune? Like, who are
know.
Those?
I don't know. I guess somehow we have a budget for that. We must have hired people to come in and just say Wheel of Misfortune. There you go. There you go as they walk out. Straight cash.
All right. We got to cut right to it because in the past what we do is we blab for 10 minutes. We talk about stuff. Let's get right to what the game is and get right to it because then we can play it longer and we don't have to do whatever game it is after dark.
Okay. Let's spin the wheel. Right. Let's go. Fair let's enough. Get rocking here.
That's a good point, Brian.
Hazy B?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Or Hazy, be quiet.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Wow, how's that for a shock?
I have the privilege of explaining this to the listeners and the viewers. This is where Mark Mullen does his best work, because this is how it goes. He has clipped basically idiotic comments from Brian Hayes. And me and Jamie and Brian has to comment on himself, which is kind of weird. Whether it's Hazy B, which is a legit thought and money, or Hazy Be Quiet, which is like, that was garbage, and you got to be quiet and stop the crap. So, you know the rules.
Yep.
Let's hit it.
All right, we are a year away from the Olympic Games, and I have to be honest, goaltending is looking like it's going to be a major concern for Team Canada.
I will start with this one, and I think it is Hazy Be Quiet.
You're because
there's
a moron.
There's one thing, and I don't even, Jamie's just going to go.
Oh, this is going to be an explosion.
No, I just want to say. So one guy that I think, if all kind of things fall apart, I like Jordan Binnington, man. He's won a Stanley Cup. Maybe he's not tip-top shape, but I think he's the savior if things go bad.
Well, there's still enough depth there. Like, that's
you
the gotta
thing. You've got to say Hazy Be Quiet or Hazy Be.
I'm going to say Hazy Be Quiet. I'm going to say I'm concerned about the comment. I think there's enough depth there because Binnington is going to be there. I think a guy like Hart, I think Price, I think Fleury. There's enough good Canadian goaltenders that, you know, they're going to be fine. Like, that. It's not a, like, look at Marc-Andre Fleury. He's still getting it done at, what, 36?
He's awesome right now.
He looks great.
And the thing is you also, in these short tournaments, that's exactly what it is. This isn't a full season. What you need is a guy that can give you stability for, what, 10 days, 2 weeks?
So, yeah, about
so
that.
For the record, he said, Hazy, be quiet.
I'm Go saying, ahead, Hazy, yeah. tone you, bring your tone down.
Tone
that's what I'm
okay,
saying.
Bring the tone down a little bit, quiet it down. I'm sticking with it, man. I'm going to stand by that statement. Because
that's a good point, Brian.
Thank you, DC. When we're talking about depth, we're not building a bullpen here for 162 games. You can't have a guy who's, you know, if you're fourth or fifth in line, look what happened in 98 when Hasek just said, you're out. Like, that might come to fruition here from a Canadian perspective. Carey Price was unbelievable in 14. They've always had good goaltending, you know, dating back even in 98, you know, with Waugh and Brodeur and Luongo. They've had them there. Price is concerning the way he's playing right now. Carter Hart appears to be the heir apparent. He is concerning and he's young. Can he take on that, you know, responsibility? I'm not sure. Binnington, Fleury, man, you're talking Vasilevskiy for Russia, Hellebuck for the Americans. Man, yeah. Like, it might come down to who's going to win the goaltending battle when you play the States. Who can beat Hellebuck? I don't know if we have that right now. That is a concern.
Before we go to the next one, I got to throw in a quick little Pat Quinn, because you love those guys' story. When he was going to, he thought Roberto Luongo's name. When he said he was a starter, he looked at him and goes, Luigi, you're in net tonight. And then he walked out of the room. He called him Luigi.
No, he called him Carlo. That's the thing. I remember Roberto came back. I was playing with Roberto at the time. Yeah. And I go, how was it over there? He goes, the coach called me Carlo. And I said, well, what do you
Carlo.
Mean?
Carlo.
I was told the name was Luigi, and he just looked and said, Luigi, you're going tonight.
He might have done both.
Yeah, who
like,
knows?
Carlo, you're playing
At least
tomorrow.
Luongo Luigi is within range. Carlo is not even close.
Who cares? Like, let's hit the next
Gary.
Take.
Let's go. Okay, we keep talking about LeBron and all the minutes that he continues to play. In the end, it's not going to matter. He always produces, and his body is breakdown proof. Oh, that's a strong take, man.
I agree with you. I really do.
That's
Go ahead,
good point,
Jamie.
Brian.
Go ahead, Jamie.
That's a Hazy good point, B. Brian.
Hazy B.
I'm going Hazy B with that because this guy has just trained his body to work out and be a machine 12 months a year. He doesn't stop. I think he takes like 3 days off after the season. And then you see him just going, I think it was 1 year, he had a goofy video, it might have been in Cleveland, where he was dancing and working out, and this guy's a monster. He was just shredded. But I'm going Hazy B, man. Hazy B all day long. It doesn't affect him. I think it might, it's got to catch
up. At some point it will.
Maybe playoffs.
Maybe. Although I don't expect that to be the case. I mean, this guy, he is such a well-tuned athlete. He is a freak of nature. He doesn't get injured. He can play more minutes than anybody in the league and perform. Like, we have seen guys recently with Tom Brady doing what he has done and LeBron James doing what he has done. It's unlike anyone else we've ever seen. Ever seen. He's the pace car. And I think he could play 38 minutes a night the rest of the way and still be a rock star.
That's good point, Brian.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, so we're all Hazy B on that one. Let's get to take number three, Hazy B quiet. At this point, tough to imagine Tiger Woods ever plays another professional round of golf, but if it happens, it will be the highest-rated golf event in history.
Hazy B.
That's a good point, Brian.
Yep.
If Tiger ever comes back, and believe me, I've been tracking it as close as possible, but like, I'm concerned just he'll never play ever again.
Right.
And I think that's a reasonable approach. Even a casual golf fan, even somebody who doesn't watch golf, will have eyes on that. It may be the most watched round of golf ever.
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 Ever. Yep. Ever for me. Hazy B.
I'm Hazy B.
Yeah. That's
I'm
good point,
B.
Brian.
I'm Hazy
Obviously,
B.
This is a slam dunk. It's a Hazy B.
That's good point, Brian.
Oh, is that we get that little clip?
You know, listen, with Tiger, we haven't talked about him today. We spent a lot of time talking about him yesterday. It goes without saying. The fact that he's alive and he's going to get out of there and he's going to recover is what is the most important element here.
That's what Rory McIlroy said today. He goes, guys, the fact that he's alive is the only thing we should be celebrating today.
Of course.
That's it.
Right. But eventually people are going to wonder and you know, crave him back in the sport. But, you know, at this point it's tough to see, and you can't look past the back injury. You know, everything he just went through and all the surgeries he just went through, he also is dealing with a serious back injury. And listen, if he doesn't play again professionally, the guy's offered up more good times on the couch watching golf than anyone. And I don't think anyone will ever come close, right? I can't see it happening. All right, let's get to the next take. It continues to get ugly down in Buffalo, and I have hit a point now. I think Jack Eichel and the Sabres, both parties, are going to need a divorce at the end of this season. It is the best option, the best plan for both parties. Both parties. Not only the Sabres, but maybe Eichel or vice versa, whichever way you look at that. Hazy B or Hazy B quiet?
I'm totally Hazy B on this. This is one of
That's a good point, Brian.
Oh, thank you. One of those situations where he was, I guess, a part of one rebuild that's just not working out, and you got to, I don't know, it's crazy to even say this with the lack of success that they got to do it again. I mean, that's crazy. A rebuild from a rebuild of nonsense? To even say that out loud is insanity. But they got to do it. I'm sorry. Ray said it yesterday. Down to the wood.
Well, listen.
I'm going to say, Hazy, be quiet. I think there's more there. I think they've got some real good framework pieces. It's just how long can you hang in there? That's the question mark. So I guess, is that Hazy B or Hazy B quiet?
No, it's a Hazy B quiet. I look at it, I'll actually tell myself to shut up here.
You're a moron.
I think Eichel very well could want out. I think you got to be careful saying the Sabres need to get him out.
Let's not kid ourselves here. He's got three goals here. For him to be making any decisions, what's he got to say?
No,
three goals?
Nothing. But, you know, he's a really good young player. You got to be careful. You know, you got to remember what your fan base is going to be thinking. Everyone bought an Eichel jersey. He's the only guy of significance there. You know, which is saying something. They had a first overall pick in Dahlin, and they were all hyper for that, as they should have been, and it hasn't worked out. You know, they signed Skinner. Everyone loved him. They bring in Hall. Everyone loved him. But ultimately, when the dust settles, that town loves Jack Eichel. And if you move him out and you convince people, we got to do this all over again 3 or 4 years, how many fans are you going to have left?
I think that's a tough call. I still think that there's work to be done, obviously. There's no debating that, but I think they're not as bad as they seem, put it that way. They'd have to put it together. But I like that Olofsson player. Like, they've got some players there. They're not playing like a team. I still question, again, it's weird, the coach. I know the coach comes with so much praise and that. But, like, you know, I think you need a really hard, structured coach there that can implement a system and hold guys accountable. I don't know if that place is a country club. I don't know if the owner runs it or, you know, is too
Jerry,
involved.
Something's wrong.
It just, something doesn't smell right there, the litmus test. Mm-hmm. But there is some players there. But there doesn't mean, just because there's players there that are good, doesn't mean they're a good team.
They're clearly not. Yeah, they're clearly not.
And you know, Taylor Hall taking a flyer to sign there. Like, they just need more from the players that are there. And it has been a weird year for them too.
With COVID and all that.
Like,
but if they didn't have the history they had,
exactly.
I'd accept it and I'd apply it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, look at what the Miami Heat are going through right now. The Heat have been dealing with COVID. You know, they were in the NBA Finals and they're struggling to get back in the playoff picture. That, I'm willing to say, is weird season, COVID. What are you going to do? I can't apply that to Buffalo, and they haven't been in the playoffs in a decade.
Exactly.
You know, that was long before COVID-19 showed up. What else do we have here in terms of hot takes? Breaking news, Mike Babcock is online right now setting up a course to learn to speak French because he wants that job in Montreal this summer, and I think he's going to be at the top of the list for that gig in Montreal. When did I say that comment?
Like, I don't know.
When did I ever bring that up?
I don't
remember.
That might have been recorded during a commercial break, you son of a gun.
Yeah, I guess so, man. Yeah, maybe
I am going to start first here, and I'm going to go Hazy B. I think the talk around town 5 or 6 years ago was that was his dream job. The McGill, the whole thing. I think you at least have to open up 3/4 of a nostril on that and sniff.
Ooh.
That's a good point, Brian.
Thank you.
3/4 of a nostril for some sniffing on that.
You know what?
Dude, that's a good sniff, 3/4 of a nost.
Yep.
That has to be. We have to have a barometer chart.
The sniff meter.
Like a full, what is that, gold dust? A full gold dust sniff?
The gold dust sniff.
Gold dust is at the top of the charts, and just a little.
Rodham Verbata is at the bottom, just little sniffles.
Yeah.
Little sniffles, tiny sniffles.
I don't know. I'm going to say, Hazy, be quiet. I think if you're going to, Claude Julien wasn't the hardened coach, but he was an old school guy. I think you might be looking for maybe a more progressive guy. And I know this it might be a little bit ignorant to say, but they may want a traditional just French-speaking, flat-out French person.
For sure.
So, or French descent, however you term it. I think they would, that's what they would prefer just based on that marketplace. I know that really limits the scope because maybe Gerard Gallant would be a terrific look there, or Bruce Boudreau. These are great coaches that are available.
Boucher is the guy that's getting a lot of chatter now.
I think Boucher is more, he's a lot like Claude Julien, very structured, very limiting.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need, you know, maybe younger, progressive guy, somebody who thinks outside the box. We're seeing that, you know, we see it here in Toronto. Travis Green is a guy like that who's got some old school, but he's a younger guy who pushes the limits. So I'm going to say, Hazy, be quiet on that one.
You're a moron!
Yeah, I'm going to call myself a moron here as well. I'm going to say, Hazy, be quiet. I also think, you know, the reaction to Babcock and where he stands, it really is incredible where he is right now in this market. And I don't think it applies to everyone. I think a lot of fans still appreciate what he did, what he brought. But, like, let's say we were living a normal lifestyle. He's not showing up at Scotiabank, you know, and getting a round of standing ovation. Like, hey, welcome back, Mike, the Leafs won. Like, it's a really weird exit. And now he's doing the rounds, and he did another interview yesterday, and he's convincing the world that, you know, he's a great guy, and he, you know, the Leafs, it's too tough in Toronto or whatever. I don't know if that can fly in Montreal. You know, I don't know if you can leave Toronto. Exactly, that's my point. Is if you got kind of booted out in Toronto and you're in a weird spot in Toronto, I don't know how they're going to receive him in Montreal. And I don't know if he can speak French, which I do think is a requisite to get the job. I think you have to speak French. I don't know if he can. He may be able to. I had heard years ago he was taking French courses, you know, but man, it's one thing to be able to kind of put a sentence or two together. It's another thing to sit down with LaPresse or be on RDS and speak fluently in terms of what's going on with your team. I don't know if he's capable of doing that. So I'm going to say Hazy, be quiet. One more here, hot take. Hazy B or Hazy, be quiet. We all love Bianca Andreescu. She will be a household name for the rest of her life because she won the U.S. Open. But she has to keep playing, and she has to keep winning to hold on to her marketing superstardom. It has to happen. It can't just be the U.S. Open alone. That won't cut it.
I got to say...
I agree with you. I'm sorry.
I got to say, Hazy B, that she has to continue. Brian. Oh, thank you for that. Please stop playing that while I comment on these.
That's good point, Brian.
Anyway, if people forget, man, that's the sad thing about sports. Obviously, she's going to be an icon forever. That moment when she won that U.S. Open against Serena, it's going to be a moment in Canadian sports forever. But at the end of the day, you know what it's like in 2021. If this was back, if this happened in 85, legend until 2000, no issues, whatever. 2021, it's like, what's next? What are you doing for me lately? Instant information, online, apps, whatever. So it's got to continue with performing, Brian.
When I heard that she dropped out of another I'm worried about her. That's
I am worried
on the show the other. I'm worried about her because she was on... You know, to me, she was on a trajectory where she was taking down Serena. You know what I mean? Like, she was going to be the best female tennis player on the planet. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I kept thinking because she was so young, so explosive, so charismatic. And I'm not saying was. At
she still
that
has
time,
that,
she
but
was.
You got to play.
She still
you
has
win.
That. Right. Exactly. Like, so I worry about that because if the injuries continue to pile up and then if you play and you don't get back into that groove, man, it ends quickly.
Yeah, it does. And people move on for different reasons. Like, it's not that she's not going to compete again. She will. But you have to keep at a certain level. You got to keep winning. You know, and there have been other examples in that sport where it just didn't happen. And over time, people move on to something else that is, you know, bright and shiny. And
it's the classic rock star thing where they have the MTV house with Where Are You Now people. It's
right.
Like you did you that was so awesome. But at the end of the day,
you
got to
be consistent.
Right now?
Exactly. And listen, her winning at the U.S. Open, that is a heritage moment that will exist forever. She will be famous and a household name in this country forever. She deserves that. But in order to be on the rap sheet of, okay, SportsCenter tonight, Overdrive tonight, we're talking Bianca, you got to compete, you got to win. Like, that's just sports. That's just the way it works. And I'm sure we're not telling her anything she doesn't know. But that was 2019. You know, that was 2 years ago. And she, at that point, you felt like, okay, the world is hers, but it can change pretty quickly. She's got to compete. She's got to win. And compare, like, you look at Serena. Serena just wins all the time. Has been doing it for 20 years. And I'm not saying that she can or will match Serena. I think that's unreasonable and unfair to even bring the two into the same sentence. I mean, Serena's one of the great athletes in the history of sport, but you got to do it. You got to constantly be out there competing and winning. Hazy B, Hazy B, quiet. Do we
Love
add
it.
That into the rotation?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome. I think so. Awesome. I think we've got another suitor here for Wheel of Misfortune. I
that's
think it'll
good
be a
point,
part
Brian.
Of it. Thank you, Dwayne.
Without that, I don't
we
need
love
that.
That comment. It's such a great, great drop.
That's a good point, Brian.